Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. Good Saturday morning to you. It is Saturday, September the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Yes, on these Saturdays during Romans, we're pressing right through the text. We've got to get there before December 1st, okay? So we've been doing Holy Spirit stories through the end of this summer, last summer, on to the wake-up call on Saturdays, Saturday Holy Spirit stories. We're going to bring that back. It's going to take us into 27 to get there. You keep sending them in, okay? We need to build a queue. But meanwhile, in Romans, we're going 6 weeks. And of course, I appreciate everyone's, not only their understanding about our decision to take Sundays off, but encouragement. So many of you are like, yes, two thumbs up. Your team needs to rest. You need to rest. We need to rest. Some of you are like, I need a break from you. Nobody actually said that. I know some of you thought it. It's okay. It's all right. We're friends. We can be real with each other. But so we won't be here tomorrow, but we're going 6 days a week on Romans. I'm so happy to be in this journey with you. And let's begin this Saturday, this meeting with Jesus, with a consecration of our whole lives unto him. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I offer my body to you. Nope, I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You know, on the wake-up call, when we make mistakes like that, we don't go back and fix them, because we're real. We're keeping it real. This is not about perfection. This is about passion. This is about being real. And I know a lot of you felt it immediately when I skipped over, fix my eyes on you. So thanks for that. We're just going for it. You ready? Today's entry is entitled Reapproaching Repentance. Okay. Reapproaching Repentance. Our text, we're to Romans chapter 2 already. We've gotten the whole week. We've gotten through chapter 1. We're already starting chapter 2. We're making tracks. Taking our time though. Verses 1 through 4 from chapter 2. Hear now the word of the Lord. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? The word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but that just hit me today, that how good is God? How good is Jesus? His kindness leads us to repentance. You know, chapter 1, we talked about the wrath of God is now being revealed from heaven, it says, against all forms of godlessness. Okay, but then today, it's his kindness, it's his forbearance, it's his patience that leads us to repentance. Wow. Well, now consider this. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the late 1900s. near the turn of the century, and I was a local church pastor in Texas. One day, our worship leader invited me to listen to a new song he was writing. He wanted my thoughts. I love it when a songwriter asks me my thoughts. I sat right down on the piano with him. The song gripped me, and to remember it takes me there now. Here's some of the words. It's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to sing it right now. Open up the skies of mercy. Rain down the cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us. And hear our cries, Lord. Let them rise, and it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. It's your favor, Lord, is our desire, and it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. Your love, is better than life. You know who that was. That was Chris Tomlin. before he was Chris Tomlin, that was back in like 1997. He wrote that song and I got to sit down with him and hammer out a little bit of it with him. Kindness is what he called it. I'm going to link it in today's show notes. I'd love for you just to go listen to it. Kindness. My thoughts as he was playing that song for me, wow, amazing, perfect. Though I had contributed thoughts and ideas to some of his other songs, I was speechless before this one. The song revealed something about repentance I had never grasped. In those days, repentance felt to me like behavior management, you know, try harder. To do better, to be more. You know, stop sinning. That's how I had interpreted repentance. Stop sinning. If there were two words I would have not connected, they would have been kindness and repentance. And there they are, plain as day, in today's text. God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. The Greek word behind repentance is metanoia. It means to have a change of mindset, not just a change of heart, a change of mindset. A related meaning for repentance is to make a 180-degree turnaround. And that brings us back around to our conversation about focus. Will we focus on the problem of sin or on the person of Jesus? We can't simultaneously focus on that which we are turning away from and that which we are turning to. We must choose. The focus of repentance is not on turning away from sin. It is on turning to Jesus. Are you feeling this, Wake Up Call Nation? The focus is turning to Jesus, the kindness of God. The person of Jesus is the riches of the kindness of God. And as we turn to Him, we begin to turn our lives over to Him. And sin loses not only its luster, but its power. It's why the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of all who will believe. It's why the gospel is Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, we belong to you. We said it before, we'll say it again. We're going to keep on saying it. Jesus, I belong to you. Jesus, you are the gospel. You are the kindness of God. You are the power of God. It's why I love to repent, because it means turning to you. As I am turned to you, I cannot at the same time be turned to sin. Come, Holy Spirit, and train me in this turning to Jesus and turning my life over to him. It is an awe-filled thought to fathom how he has turned his life toward me. What a kindness. Praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. How about it? What thoughts? I mean, I just love it if you'd reflect on that in your journal. Just like how to have a focus on repentance that is not sin-centric, but Jesus-centric. What thoughts and images does that word, repentance, conjure in your mind and in your heart? And does it help you to reframe it by focusing on the one we are turning to? It's just repentance. It's often so shrouded in just like behave, believe, and behave. But what if it's more like realign? That's what if you're watching this, you'll see what I'm about to do. You can imagine it if you're listening, but I told you this the other day, like how I've just sensed Jesus. Now it happens regularly. It's like I'm looking at a situation and he'll come up to me and it's like he puts his hand on my chin and he just turns it ever so slightly, okay? 1 degree, 2 degrees, maybe 4 or 5, but I'm still looking in the same general direction, but my focus has shifted. It's like he's pulling my chin to see his face. Almost like the gentleness of a parent. You know, not harsh, but like, come on, look, can we get eye contact? It's almost like Jesus is asking for my eyes. That's why we love that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And that's the thing. You know, when you first come to Jesus, that repentance can be like 180 degrees. You could have been running in the wrong direction entirely. Not everybody is. Sometimes it's just 45 degrees. It doesn't matter how much it is. It's what matters is that he's pulling our gaze to his eyes. That's it. His face, your face I seek, Jesus. And there's never been a kinder face than the face of Jesus. He's wanting us to see that. He's like, don't stop wasting your time. It's time to get on with what you came for. It's time to step into the fullness of what you're doing in this life that I've given you. It's just like he's just kind of pleading with us kindly. Some of you needing to hear that today. You're needing to hear it. And you're feeling it. You're shifting. He's shifting you out of believe and behave. He's taking you out of sin management. And he's turning you into love unleashed. You see, it starts with his love becoming unleashed in you. And then it moves through you, changes everything. Jesus changes everything. Don't you love? I'm gonna link this. It's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. It's your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence your love is better than life. That's good. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Y'all know Chris listens to the Wake Up Call every day. He's out there. So Chris, can we bring that back? Would you be willing to do like a new acoustic version of Kindness on the Wake Up Call? Would you come back on the Wake Up Call and let's do that? Other thing I want to ask you, Chris, I'd like to meet up with you in Franklin sometime soon, and let's take our consecration prayer and put it into music. Let's work on that. Okay, I think, you know, today, as we close, let's just sing the little chorus. I'm just going to sing it out. You almost sing it through, I don't know, two or three times. You'll learn it as we go. But I want to fix our eyes on Jesus here. In fact, why don't we just start off with that? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And let's sing. And it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance, and your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence, and your love is better than life. Again. And it's your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. And your favor, Lord, is our desire. And it's your beauty, Lord, that makes us stand in silence. And your love, is better than life. Well, you keep singing that one all day long. And also, I want you to try this little experiment that we got going on. Just imagine Jesus, and you put your hands on your chin and imagine him taking your chin and pulling it just a little to the right or maybe a little to the left. It's like he's trying to get your face seeing his face. That's the whole thing, people. That's the whole thing. I think about 2 Corinthians, maybe it's chapter 4. It says, but God, who said, let light shine into the darkness, has caused his light to shine in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's good. That's more of Paul over the Corinthians. That is good stuff. All right, we got to get going. It's Saturday. Maybe you're getting out of class a little early today, too. It's time to hit the fields. We're going to see different ground today than we see usually during our week. Just be ready for it. Just be ready to let his kindness beam through your face. I mean, people know it when they see it. There's a radiance. There's a sense of illumination. People are needing, they're looking for Jesus. And the best place they can see him today is in your face. All right, get your seeds. I've got mine for the awakening. I'm J.D. Watt, and we'll see you on the field.